Hello everyone, good to have you joining with us today. Hard to believe we're approaching the end of 2021 and entering into 2022. And many of God's people, as they commence a new year, like to start with a fresh Bible reading program or plan. Robert Murray McShane is hard to beat, and I've been using that for the last number of years. But it's always nice as well to have a good devotional book to read as well. Just somebody to give us a few thoughts and a few pointers and to draw out some truths from Scripture and to encourage us day by day on the Christian pathway. And like many of you over the years, I've read a number of devotional books from C.H. Spurgeon's Morning and Evening, Checkbook for the Bank of Faith, some of Noel Grant's old stuff, The Battle, The Victory, The Journey, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest, Alan Kearns, Eagle's Wings, Streams in the Desert by Mrs. Cowman, and there are many, many more. But there's one that I enjoyed especially that I read a number of years ago, and a good friend in the Lord, a good brother in Christ from Coleraine, gave me this little volume here by Dr. Harry Ironside. It's called The Continual Burnt Offering. And Mr. Ironside is one of my favourite authors. I mightn't agree with all of his theology, and he probably would agree with less of mine. But there you have it, great man of God, great expositor of the Word of God, great Bible teacher. And this little book, The Continual Burnt Offering, really is a classic, and yet for years it was unavailable and difficult to come across. And this little edition here was given by a good friend a number of years ago, and it's one of my prized possessions. But the good news is, it has been reprinted just recently. You can get it in, I'm sure, most Christian bookstores, but certainly Ards Evangelical. Titles change slightly, Day by Day with the Saviour, but just below the title there, The Continual Burnt Offering by Harry, I'm not sure what the A stands for, but Harry Ironside. And there you have it. But you know, sometimes if you're like me and you're going into a shop and you're thinking, want to get a good devotional book for next year, if you're like me, quite often you'll look up your birthday, whatever date that is, just to read the devotional for your birthday. And if you go well with that, you're getting off to a good start. So I'm just going to read the devotional that falls on my birthday. I'm not going to tell you what that date is, but you might have this book, you might get it, and you can contact me if you can find out from that when my birthday is. And just to say as well, it's the same birthday of Dr. John Douglas and the Reverend Eric Smith and myself. We all share the same birthday, so that's a wee clue. But here we go. Matthew chapter 26, verses 38 and 39. Then saith he unto them, now this is the Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane. Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here, and watch with me. And he went a little further, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Matthew 26, 38 to 39. Then Mr. Ironside says, The utter resignation of Jesus to the Father's will shines out in all these closing experiences, but particularly in that of Gethsemane. While the horror of becoming the great sin offering, being made sin for us, overwhelmed his human soul and spirit, yet he was perfectly subject to the divine will and had no thought of turning aside. There are depths here that our minds can never fathom, but all is perfection on his part. If he could have contemplated all that was involved in the sacrifice of the cross with equanimity, he would not have been the perfect man that he was. But knowing it all and realizing there was no other way by which he could become the captain of our salvation, Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10, he faced the ordeal unflinchingly in order that God might be glorified and sinful men saved. It was not in Gethsemane, but on Calvary, that the sin question was settled and atonement made for iniquity. But the agony in the garden was a fitting prelude to the darkness of the cross. In order to make an adequate redemption for our sins, it was necessary that the substitute be a man, but more than a man, otherwise his sacrifice could not have been of sufficient value to be a ransom at all. He must be a man on whom death and judgment had no claim, therefore one who had been tested and proved to be absolutely sinless, but one who had never violated God's holy law in thought or word or deed. But this very sinlessness of Jesus explains the suffering he endured in the contemplation of being made sin on our behalf. Then there's a verse from a hymn writer, I take it to be, don't know him, J.J. Hopkins. Hark, what sounds of bitter weeping from yon lonesome garden sweep. 'Tis the Lord his vigil keeping while his followers sink in sleep. Ah, my soul, he loved thee. Yes, he gave himself for me. So Mr. Ironside's book, classic, devotional, The Continual Burnt Offering, and it's available from Christian bookshops, and there's plenty of meat in it, a lot to think about, to feed your soul with, and most of all, it's Christ-centered. So there you have it. You can think about that, and may God bless you, and hopefully we'll see you again very soon. Bye-bye.